Let's turn in our Bibles to Psalm 117. Psalm 117. Let's hear this now. Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you peoples. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Hallelujah. This is, as many people know, if they know their little Bible factoids, I hesitate to say, well, I do not like saying Bible trivia, because there is nothing trivial whatsoever that is of no consequence, useless little matter. There is nothing trivial in all the Scripture. All of it is God's Word and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness. But it is a fact that this is the shortest psalm, and it is the shortest chapter in all the Bible. A scant 2 verses long. It is near the end of that grouping of psalms we and the Jews call the great Hallel, the praise of God that goes along with the Passover. Why is this in here? This little, we might say, dinky psalm. Dinky in size, but not in importance. It is here because it is a reminder to the Jews when they sing it. It is a reminder to us when we sing it that the truth of the Lord, which endures forever, as we read it here and as we sing it and will in just a few moments, the truth of the Lord is for all the Gentiles, all the peoples. The Jews, the Hebrews, let's widen it out from Jews, all the people of Israel, may have been tempted at one time to think that the blessings and the benefits of the Pesach were only ever for them. It is true that the blessings and benefits at the original Passover were for them. But all who had faith in the God who sent his destroying angel, but who also passed over those houses where the blood was on the lintel and the doorposts, faith in him delivered anyone. Wherever the blood was, whoever was inside, if one was led to trust Jehovah, the God of the Hebrews, why, there was no death in the house. The Lamb died that all within might live. It was to be, as God moved this psalmist, whoever it was, we haven't a clue. God was showing to the Jews and to us that this blessing is to all nations, or as we have it here in our New King James, Gentiles, and for all peoples. All are to praise him who was pictured by the Passover lamb. Every time the Passover was celebrated, at least by the time of Jesus Christ, this psalm was sung. The people were reminded, the blessing, the Lamb of God, was to be for all nations, all peoples. What comes of this one that God had given and was going to be giving and has given in our day once for all? The one who says that he is the truth in John 14, verse 6. All who believe in him receive merciful kindness. That's great. It's great. Now, often, children, we speak of something being great. We mean it's wonderful. It's splendid. It's whatever. But this is only a modern usage of the word. Normally, it means big. Really, really big. merciful kindness that is big. A whole bunch of it. Because we are big time sinners. We as individuals, we in our families, we as societies, nations, peoples, we need tremendous, huge loving kindness, merciful kindness, because we are tremendous, huge, big, horrible sinners. But God's merciful kindness isn't just a little dribble. It isn't just a few drops. It isn't just a little bit to get us going so we can take care of ourselves. No, it is great because we need the covering. The covering of a great grace over our great sin. But that truth, which is here in the written word, which is in the word become flesh, the Lord Jesus Christ, that endures forever. And this is what the Gentiles, the nations, and the peoples rejoice in as they come to a saving knowledge of Him. Now, someone might wonder, why do we have such a short little psalm here? I saw one commentator say, maybe it's to remind us that often the best things can be said in a very short period of time. Often, preachers can go on for a long, 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 long time and say very little. Better to have a little that's sweet than a whole bunch that's really nothing. So, our meditation won't go on long either. But as this was sung at the Passover, rejoicing in the fact that the one who was slain, or would be slain, would cover the nations with merciful kindness, let us sing it with that merciful kindness exercised, with that Lamb having taken already the sin of the world. Let us indeed, hallelujah, praise the Lord.